you. Welcome to California. I'm from UC Riverside, which is about 65, 70 miles east of here. And I think here, if you talk about urban areas, probably this is really the extreme example of urbanized areas. Since basically 80 miles east, north, and south are all urbanized areas from here, not west, because that's the Pacific Ocean, I guess. I'm going to share with you today a very comprehensive study that we participate in, which is really a statewide, multiple-year experiment study we did. And we have a lot of participants, and here I'm only listing a few people. Svetlana Bondarenko is and Ken Ling, they are my former postdocs now. And Darren Haver and Lauren Oki, they are both from UC Davis. The title of my talk is The Nitrogen Dispersing Runoff Water from Residential Landscapes in California. Okay, well, as the previous speaker mentioned this, nitrogen phosphorus runoff from residential areas is a very significant problem, especially in California. For example, you know, most of us live in single-family homes, and each of the homes has a lawn. And basically, lawns, if you consider it as a crop in California, that's the fifth largest crop in terms of acreage. And also, as we know, we all apply fertilizers very freely. If it's done by licensed applicators, landscape caretakers would be even more than that. And also now there has been an increase of use of compost and mulches up and down the state. And also we have this constant SIFS runoff. You know, when it's dry, we have to apply water in California to keep the grass growing. So you constantly have this urban growth. And also we have this concrete surfaces and other hardscapes that will really facilitate the SIFS runoff. And of course, given the irregular shape and you know, different ways people do things, the irrigation management, you know, we have to say it's poor at the best. And in California, as you know, that we do not get a lot of rain. Probably from May to October, we don't see a lot of years, we don't see a single drop of rain. Then, you know, rain comes in just in the winter month, and when it rains, really, it's really bad, and the runoff is very muddy. And okay, so the project here is really trying to understand, you know, what are the levels of nitrogen and phosphorus in residential runoff. And here the key word is residential. We're trying to monitor exactly from the residential neighborhoods. And also we want to understand if there are any spatial and temporal trends that we can use potentially to mitigate some of these problems. And this is really a very comprehensive study. A lot of money went into this project. It's still ongoing. And so we picked eight neighborhoods. Each neighborhood has about 200 to 500 homes. And we have four neighborhoods in north, city of Sacramento, then four in south, Orange County, which is a little bit south of here. And we have done weekly or biweekly sampling to take out basically the residential runoff samples. And we really look for a lot of things, not just nutrients. But here, given the time, I'm only going to report on nutrients. We have done this for the data I'm going to show here is continuously for 26 months. So really, I think in terms of the scope and the comprehensiveness, this is really the first of its kind. Those are the two sampling sites, Northern California, that's our capital, Sacramento, city of Sacramento. Then Southern California is Orange County. And we're somewhere, I think, very close to here. And when selecting sites, we used Google Maps. as you can see here, and we try to look for places, you know, based on the housing density and a lot of other factors, and also access to the collection sites. And then we also had to understand, we got city plan maps, so we know what residential homes are draining into a given sampling location. So we take samples from just a single site. That site is collecting all the runoff from these homes, only those homes, through basically free-flowing runoff down the street. So here, basically, the runoff will go onto the street, follow the street curb, go into the storm drain, then it'll come out from the storm drain outfall somewhere. So these are some of the pictures showing the homes and also some of the places we collect the runoff, as you can see here. Again, we know these points collect the runoff from the given homes. We know very well. So we have 8 sites. Just a few pictures showing you how this collection is done. We installed flow meters and measured some of the properties on site. And also we just took grab samples for pesticides, nutrients, pathogens, a lot of other things. Okay, I'm going to show you some of the data on nutrients. First off, I'm going to tell you a little bit about nitrate. And this is just, we have 4 sites from north, 4 sites from south. Here we just label them N1, N2, N3, N4. Since we cannot really mention the locations, otherwise we'll get into trouble. So this is just one example, Northern California, first site. These are the concentrations we saw in the runoff or nitrate. You can see up and down, and the distribution is not really normal. So we have to do calculate the median concentrations. And one thing you can you should pay attention here is the y-axis. You can see for this site, the concentration of nitrate is not very high. You know, we're talking about the median concentration being about 1 to less than 5. So here is another example, but it's for Southern California. I just picked one randomly, Southern California 3. You can see here, if you pay attention to the y-axis, the concentrations are substantially higher, about 10 times in many cases higher than Northern California. Since we have so much data, a lot of data points, so we were able to do very good statistical modeling, try to understand the temporal and spatial trends. And here we did see statistically significant temporal trends. And basically we saw that in the winter months, from January to March, we have relatively high concentrations, most likely due to a storm, maybe build up of this organic matter and nitrate in the soil over time. And also statistically, we saw significant differences between the locations. It goes without saying that southern sites are much, much higher nitrate in the runoff than the northern sites. And also, we showed that statistically, storm runoff have higher concentrations of nitrate than regular irrigation-induced runoff. For phosphate, again, this is one of the examples for Northern California 3. And you can see here the concentrations are generally below 0.5 ppm. And here is another example for Southern California 3. The concentrations are quite higher, quite a bit higher. It's, you know, from 0.6 to 1.4. And statistically, we show that, again, southern sites have significantly higher phosphate concentration in a runoff than the northern sites. Total nitrogen, we did similar things. I'm going to show you the temporal trends and spatial trends. Temporal trends, statistically, for all the sites combined, we show that from January to May, the concentration in a runoff for total N decreased over time, most likely due to the storm washoff. Then from May to June increased, probably that's where people start applying. Then August to December decreased again. And location, again, southern sites are substantially higher than northern sites, and storm runoff is substantially higher than irrigation runoff. Total P, again, we showed that from January to May decreased, from May to October increased, from October to December decreased for most of the sites. And again, southern sites have much higher total P in the runoff than the northern sites. So to summarize this, we did find very high levels of nitrogen and phosphorus, and the levels are sustained throughout the year. And we saw that the levels for most of these nutrients are much higher in Southern California than Northern California. And the reasons for this, we're still trying to understand this. Maybe we have different sources of irrigation water. Since, as you know, we get our water from Northern California, maybe they just give us bad water, I guess. Or maybe for some of the sites, I think there is a limited use of treat wastewater for irrigation. That could be one of the reasons. Maybe different climate and different fertilization practices. As you know, that Orange County is probably one of the wealthiest counties in the state. So, you know, maybe people apply more fertilizers. And we also did show that stormwater runoff is really overwhelmingly higher than irrigation runoff for nutrients, given that the volumes of storm runoff also is, you know, probably much, much higher than the dry runoff. So really, you know, I think in terms of mitigation, is how to mitigate the storm contribution. That's the key in terms of reducing the nutrient runoff from urban areas. For example, around here, I think one practice we should promote is winterizing. And as you know that in California, many people just want to see green lawns throughout the year, regardless. So maybe I think a good thing to do is to winterize our lawn, you know, make it look like winter, so we don't have to fertilize and irrigate over the winter months. So this is really all I have. Thank you.
We have time for a few questions.
And here for this particular project, and you know, since the runoff is from those homes, and for the, from those homes, you are talking about either long, turf grass or bushes or trees. But I would say, in terms of area, in terms of fertilizer application, maybe lawn is still the dominant component. There shouldn't be any, you know, we haven't included any parks, or you know, there's no roadside common areas. It's just basically the houses.
So are the shrubs and trees and other portions?
Yes. Should be. Yeah, you're right. There's not just turf grass, but turf grass probably is the major component in terms of area and fertilizer usage. But there should be shrubs and other things. Yes? We basically use the sensor to measure the depth and velocity. Then from there, I think the equations you can convert to...